Harper Audio presents Singularity, Star Carrier, Book 3, by Ian Douglas. Performed by Nick Sullivan. For Deb, whose science is about as hard as it comes. Prologue. April 5, 2405. Ad Astra Confederation Government Complex, Geneva, European Union. 1450 hours local time. It's not possible to torture a piece of software, not even an intelligent one. Not that artificial intelligence possesses anything like the civil rights of humans. With no rights to violate, the internal affairs interrogators could take the AI apart almost literally line by coded line, searching for hidden files or withheld memories. The software avatar's prototype, as its human object was known in the electronic intelligence business, had recorded a sizable amount of his own character, thoughts, and motivation within his AI counterparts. It was always possible that thoughts, memories, even entire histories, had slipped through from the fuzzy logic and holographic analog perceptions of the organic brain to a far simpler silicon-based digital format. This particular prototype was Admiral Alexander Koenig, and he worked closely with his AI personal assistant. He had, in fact, developed what amounted to an emotional relationship with it, deliberately programming it with the personal characteristics, voice, thought patterns, judgment, the simulacra appearance, and so on, of his lover, Karen Mendelssohn, killed during the battle to save Earth's solar system just over 6 months earlier. The primary software resided inside Koenig's head, with the nano-chelated implants in the twisting folds and furrows of the sulci of his brain. It served as his PA, or personal assistant, a kind of electronic secretary that could handle routine calls and virtual meetings, could so perfectly mimic Koenig's appearance, voice, and mannerisms that callers could not tell whether they were speaking to the human or to the human-mimicking software. However, more than a month before, shortly after the Battle of Alfeca, Rear Admiral Koenig had copied his PA software, uploading it into one of the HAMP 20 Sleipnir-class mail packets carried as auxiliaries on board most of the ships of the fleet. Almost three times faster than the best possible speed for a capital ship under Alcubierre FTL drive, they were used to carry high-velocity express communications across interstellar distances. It had been this copied software that had piloted the most recent mail packet from Alfeca back to Earth. And multiple copies of this copy were running inside the computers of the Naval Department of Internal Affairs, completely isolated from the outside world, electronic iterations that could be taken apart, tested to destruction, electronically shredded and pulled through a metaphorical sieve in search of possible traces of Koenig's thoughts. Karen Mendelssohn possessed within her coded matrix a very great deal of both the original Mendelssohn and of Koenig himself, and it was the Koenig analog in which the internal affairs officers were most interested. "Anything?" one shadowy figure asked the other. They were deep in the nuke-shielded lower levels beneath the ConGov pyramid, perhaps 3 kilometers down and well out under the placid mirrored waters of Lake Geneva itself. "No," the other said. He gestured vaguely at a wall screen which showed a graphic representing progress so far. There'd been very little. "This is going to take a while."
"What are you trying?"
"Incoming call iterations. It's cycling through at almost 1,000,000 per second now." The first IA programmer gave a low whistle.
"He's got the top-of-the-line model, huh?"
"He's a freaking rear admiral, for Christ's sakes. What did you expect?"
Within the computer in the console in front of them, a subroutine was emulating real life for the Admiral, but at a vastly accelerated rate. A copy of his PA software was fielding incoming vid calls as Koenig very quickly indeed. Eventually, the orderly presentation of the program would begin to break down, and other watchdog routines would snatch at what amounted to electronic shrapnel, saving it for later analyses. They'd already destroyed 12 copies of the PA software, but there were plenty more, and more could be created easily enough if these ran out.
And abruptly, the emulation... Sample complete. Ready to continue?